Good afternoon. I'm Ed Ronco with KNKX News. We're going to continue listening to NPR's coverage of today's events in Washington, D.C., but we want to take a few moments and talk about what's going on here in Western Washington. In Olympia, protesters today broke through a gate on the state capitol campus in front of the governor's mansion and began protesting on the lawn. Let's focus for a few moments, though, on Washington State's congressional delegation. Republican Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers, who said she would join GOP objections to the Electoral College results, has now reversed her position and said she will vote to uphold those results. Washington's other two Republican representatives had previously said they would not support challenges to President-elect Biden's win. As you've heard, Congress was in session when far-right extremists stormed the building. Marilyn Strickland is the newly sworn-in Democratic Congresswoman representing Washington's 10th District. She says she was in her office monitoring Capitol proceedings on television, getting ready to return there for a vote when this all happened, and that's where KNKX reached her around noon today as she and her staff were on lockdown.
It's an embarrassment. President Trump and his enablers have encouraged this type of behavior through violent rhetoric, and this is all on him.
Strickland says she expects Congress will certify the election of President-elect Joe Biden. Democrat Derek Kilmer represents the Olympic Peninsula, as well as the Kitsap Peninsula, parts of Tacoma, too, in Congress. He tells KNKX that he's among those safely under lockdown in Washington, D.C.
I think it's obviously a really dark day for our republic to see a violent mob try to overtake the U.S. Capitol building. I mean, I'm reminded of the fact that the Confederate flag never made its way into the Capitol building during the Civil War, but it did today.
Kilmer says he's been in touch with his children throughout the day to assure them that he's safe. He says the insurrection will not stop Congress's certification of the election results, though he says it could be, quote, a long night, and the process could even stretch into tomorrow or the next day. Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal, a Democrat who represents District 7, including Seattle, says she was one of a dozen representatives in the House gallery above the floor. They pulled out gas masks and had to get down on the ground. She said Capitol Police drew their guns and barricaded the doors. Republican Representative Jamie Herrera Butler, who represents Southwest Washington, witnessed a similar scene but was on the House floor when rioters breached the Capitol building. Here's an excerpt of a long statement she posted on Facebook saying, quote, "The reports you are hearing about the chaos, panic, and dangerous actions by protesters are not exaggerations. I witnessed them. Is this the America we want to give to our children, a country of lawlessness and mob rule? Previous generations of Americans have laid down their lives to answer no to that question. Do we want to be the first generation selfish enough to say yes?" The written words there of Congresswoman Jamie Herrera Butler, Republican of Southwest Washington.